Computer.
Did you pass gym?
Good question. I don't know if I failed gym or not. I don't think I failed.
It sounds like even then you were kind of entrepreneurial.
I always kind of just went ahead and tried things, and one of the things I learned later, you know, more kind of professionally, is that a lot of people don't just go ahead and try things. They'll have an idea and they'll say, they'll convince themselves or other people will convince them that it can't be done. You know, one or the other. Actually, I think that the first is even more dangerous and more serious. It's convincing yourself that it can't be done. And I never learned that for some reason. So, I just kind of had this naive approach to, well, gee, you know, why not? I'll just go ahead and do it.
We've read that early in high school that you wrote a program to print catalog cards at $6 an hour. Was that your start?
That was my professional debut, $6 an hour. And it's funny, too, thinking about it, because it was using computer technology to print out library cards for the card catalog. And so all it was a program to just format. You know, somebody would type in the information, and it would format it the way the librarian wanted, so they could put the cards into the card catalog. So this is incredibly basic computer technology. This is no database there, no search engine, nothing like that. But yeah, $6 an hour. And also, at that time, I also worked on the software to help schedule classes, which was key. This was in high school at 10th or 11th grade, I think, when I was working on that, and I resisted the temptation to put in some code in there to make sure I never had classes on Friday, because I wouldn't have been able to get away with it. But I thought about it.